The Patagonian coast is 20 hours by plane from San Francisco, but it might as well be Mars. No water, no trees, just a vast landscape of sagebrush stretching to the horizon. The main attraction is Peninsula Valdez, a hammered-shaped landform jutting into the Atlantic 600 miles south of Buenos Aires. It's home for an astonishing array of wildlife and increasing numbers of tourists. Just south of the peninsula, 500,000 Magellanic penguins come ashore at Punta Tombo each spring to reproduce. They're named after Magellan, the first white explorer to land in Patagonia in 1520. The animals still outnumber the humans here, 10 to 1. Small groups of Argentinian and foreign visitors walk gingerly around the nesting birds, who eye them with indifference.
If you cross the equator just to see this, it's really worth it. I mean, it's really amazing.
I wanted my son Adam to see that places like this still exist. Dozens of foot-high birds in black tuxedos waddle up the beach, calling for their mates. The birds are packed so tight, it's like a New York City subway during rush hour, with everyone dressed for the theater. It was this kind of scene that sent Charles Darwin into ecstasy when the Beagle sailed here in 1832 and got him thinking about natural selection. It is survival of the fittest on the gravel highways of Patagonia, sometimes the only way across hundreds of miles of desert. My Argentinian friend Flavio Quintana gives us tips for staying alive.
Never push the brake and just keep your arms free, like driving the snow.
The car in front of us is having a hard time.
Don't push the brake!
Flavio's pickup truck is riddled with holes. Every time a car passes, he has to brace the windshield with his hand so glass doesn't wind up in our laps. Rental cars are $200 a day and ill-suited to the terrain. We pass a mangled steel carcass left as a warning to bad drivers. If you're faint at heart, try the air-conditioned double-decker tour buses with tinted windows instead. Most visitors stay in Puerto Madryn. You can rent a room there with a kitchen for about $60 a night. 10 miles down the coast is Punta Loma, a national preserve for sea lions and cormorants. Perched on a cliff 40 feet above the beach, a wooden platform gives us a perfect view of hundreds of sea lions mating, fighting, or nursing their pups. Black and red cormorants nest right on the cliff face beneath us. After the sea lions, we head to Golfo Nuevo on the peninsula's southern flank. It's the hot spot for whale watching. Our captain, Diego, steers the boat full speed into the Gulf, and soon we are staring at the upended tail of one of the third largest creatures on Earth. Right down beneath us.
I think I see him. I see him, yeah.
At first, all we can see are some blurry white markings. Then, like a picture slowly coming into focus, the whale's head surfaces.
That's his face. He's coming up right under us.
Oh my God.
Hello.
Oh, whale watching in Golfo Nuevo is an exercise in mutual admiration. As the whale and her calf inspect us from below, we lean over the side to stare into a huge, intelligent eye. Whales have had advanced brains for 30 million years. We humans, on Earth for only a thousandth that time, have nearly wiped them out. They seem to have forgiven us, and it's a good thing, too. One swipe of that tail and we would be history. Although the population of tourists here has doubled in the past 3 years, Patagonia still remains, as travel writer Paul Thoreau described it, the emptiest part of America. There is still wilderness here, and a sanctuary for wildlife unsurpassed in the more populous world to the north. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman for The Savvy Traveler.
Rachel tells us that the cost of a week-long wildlife excursion to Patagonia, including airfare, is about $2,500.